When you go to make soup, you soak your beans, but they're not supposed to be soaked in the field. Northwest farmers have struggled to harvest their garbanzo beans and dry them out enough to get them in the bin this season. Correspondent Anna King reports from the Palouse.
It's mid-autumn, and Chad Redmond's combine tractor is really jammed with rocks. It picked them up in a field. Chad and his father Jim tug and ratchet on the combine, but nothing dislodges the rocks.
So we'll have to go back to the pickup.
They're racing the rain, and Chad says they don't need an extra challenge.
Typically, we might be able to cut 100 acres a day or more, I don't know. In these conditions, it's been 20, 30 acres a day.
What Chad means by these conditions is relentless rains and even an early fall snow. Once the crop is finally cut, the problems don't end. Because of the rains, most of the beans harvested this year weren't dry enough to be accepted by processors. Redmond says his family has been trying to dry out their beans on their shop floor. The times are so rough. Chad and others compare this to the buckle down times in the 80s.
See if we can keep the farm together. Keep farming. I don't know.
Silos typically won't take beans above 12.5% moisture content. Beans with too much moisture are bound to rot, and black mold can spread through a whole silo in just days. 33-year-old Kyle Henricks helps run Henricks Trading just on the edge of Pullman, where workers are drying beans around the clock.
And right now we're chewing up probably every week about 1,000 gallons propane per machine.
Henricks is one of the largest garbanzo bean brokers and exporters in the nation. There's three dryer systems going. One looks like a giant popcorn popper.
So the continuous flow dryer is doing about 8,000 pounds an hour, which is still not enough for what we need.
They'll be drying for months, Henricks says. In Montana and the Dakotas, the crop was so wet that more than 50,000 acres has sprouted. That means it's just cattle food. Drying down these beans can cost the grower half of the market price. President Trump's trade wars have spurred Chinese and Indian tariffs, largely shutting down farmers' biggest exports. Bean farmers are stressed, says Tim McGreevy. He's the CEO of the American Pulse Association.
Yeah, there's a lot of financial stress.
McGreevy's become a sort of unofficial therapist for pulse crop farmers. He's getting a lot of calls.
And I can hear it in their voices, and I can hear it in their angry responses.
Bottom line, farmers might get as little as 6 or 7 cents for beans that used to bring 50 cents a few years ago. Corey Whitman Stitt leans against the tractor as it fills with diesel in a remote field. She and her husband have finished the garbanzo harvest, but now there's winter wheat to plant before it's too muddy.
So this time of year when we're under the gun with weather, we'll go as many hours as we can and plan on sleeping when it rains.
Constant rain, trade wars. Growers say it's hard to find any commodity that's making money right now. As one here put it, the only choice for family farmers now is to lean into the wind. I'm Anna King on the Camas Prairie outside of Craigmont, Idaho.